We're back with another 15 of Mac. Hello, Robert?
Hello.
Hi, this is Robert McNaughton, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, this is definitely Paul Mack, by the way.
Oh, hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, Robert, so tell me, you've just, after your big hit E.T., you've just completed another film, and I hear that it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's a good film.
What's it called?
It's, I Am the Cheese.
I Am the Cheese, you are? Oh, I see, you're the cheese.
Yeah.
And who directed this film?
It's a first-time director, a man named Robert Gyrus.
How is it working with a first-time director?
Well, he's really good. He's got a lot of experience. He's been on movie sets ever since about 30 years, for
uh-huh.
about 30 years.
But it's nothing like working with Steven Spielberg, huh?
Well, I don't know. They're both very different. Like, Steven Spielberg is very descriptive, and that's important in a director. But he's descriptive about the visual sense, you know, what you see, you're looking at this. You're looking, like, you can look at a piece of tape and he'll describe to you, and you can imagine you're in this huge spaceship. And Bob Gyrus can describe to you emotion, like, you're just recalling, you know, certain things, you know, that are traumatic. And he can actually get you to remember these things, not in your own life, but in the character's life.
It's interesting.
And get emotional about it.
What's this film about? Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the character you play?
It's sort of weird. It's this crazy kid who, like, has amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't remember any of his past. And it starts out, and he's on a bike trip through Vermont.
Uh-huh.
Looking for his father. And he wants to give a package to his father that he's carrying. And you don't know what's in the package until the very end. And then it flashes back from there to some scenes with the psychiatrist.
Do you play this kid?
Uh-huh.
Do you play the kid?
Definitely.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and Robert Wagner plays a psychiatrist in it.
Wow.
He's trying to get me to remember, like, certain incidents in my past and things.
That's great.
And then it flashes back again to like, my life with the parents, who are played by Hope Lang and Don Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
You don't want to give it away, though.
No, and it all comes to, like, a big twist ending, and everything you thought was real isn't. Everything you thought wasn't real.
Sounds like one of my films. Listen, Robert, when's this picture coming out? Do you know?
I'm not sure when it'll be out in California. It's already open in Boston, Seattle, and San Francisco, and a lot of other cities. I think it'll be here at the end of June.
Wow. Sounds like it's going to be an interesting film. I'll certainly be standing in line to see it, and I'll promote it heavily on my line.
Well, I don't know if there'll be lines. I hope so.
Well, come on. At least there'll be two or three people. That's considered a line, isn't
it,
Robert?
Is, you don't have to stand in line.
All right. No problem. We'll just kind of walk into the theater.
Yeah.
So we casually stroll. I'll never forget standing in line at the Cinerama Dome to see E.T., boy. Tell me, Robert, are there any plans for an E.T. sequel that you've heard about?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Are you going to come back and do that, or what?
Well, I'm not sure. I think so. I haven't read a script. I haven't seen... I'm not sure if there is a script, but there's...
Still kind of up in the air, or
yeah,
as to what they're going to do, huh?
I think they know their idea and everything.
Hmm.
But...
Could it just might take place around a different family altogether, huh?
Well, no, I think it's the same family.
Uh-huh.
I think it is. I'm not sure, but, so, just from the different ideas I've heard, I mean, I have no idea what else it's going to be, you know.
Well, we'll find out when it comes up. Well, I wish you the best in your career, Robert, and thanks
Thank
for
you.
Talking with us.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
It is the ultimate weapon. A flying arsenal that hears through walls, sees in the dark, and shoots dead on target wherever you look. Its name is Blue Thunder.
I thought it was illegal to arm police helicopters.
The government told Frank Murphy to test it.
Listen to these coppers and you can run the whole damn country.
But never told him what they were really going to use it for.
Where are we?
Federal building.
Once Murphy went looking for answers.
Hey, you want to find out what's going on in there?
I certainly do.
The answers came looking for him.
Uh-oh.
And he became the target. Columbia Pictures presents a riveting new film, Blue Thunder, starring Roy Scheider. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, this is Richard from North Hollywood. I just wanted to leave a comment about Blue Thunder. Saw it last week in the sneak preview. I thought it was excellent. I recommend you go see it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dina from Sherman Oaks, and I saw the screening of Blue Thunder, and I recommend every kid and adult to see Blue Thunder. It was an excellent movie. A little bit unbelievable, but it was an excellent movie. I enjoyed every second of it. It made you just really intrigued. It was really exciting. You'd always cheer for the main person in the movie. I thought it was really excellent, and I recommend everybody to see it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take two. One more time. And repeat. Thank you. And Blue Thunder, yes sir, Blue Thunder is playing at the selected theaters. Now, I haven't seen it yet, gang, but it is playing, believe it or not. It's from Columbia Pictures, and it's probably going to be one of your major releases this month. So, hey, it's going to be a major release this year. It can be seen at the following theaters in North Hollywood at the UA Movies and in Northridge at Pacific's Northridge Cinemas. Number there is 993-1711. And in Sherman Oaks at General Cinema, you can see that at 986-9660. Those aren't coordinates. That's the phone number. Also, if you'd like to see it in 70mm 6-track Dolby Stereo, you can see that at the Hollywood Man Chinese Theater. Number there is 464-8111. Boy, I'm just full of bloopers today, aren't I?
You sure are full of mistakes today. You're full of other things too. Why, you're full of shoot. I can't say that now, can I?
Now, why don't you be quiet? Why don't you just go back to whatever movie it was you came from? Gee, that guy's always bugging me, always popping up on the line. I think I'll go over to my telephone and pick it up and see who wants to plug their line now. I mean, okay. Hello?
Hi there, this is Brian, Nobody Home.
What do you mean you're not home? I'm talking to you, aren't I?
From my comment line, Nobody Home.
Oh, your comment line's not home. I see. Well, then how would we contact that if we wanted to, say, call it up and listen?
Well, it's very simple. You'd have your baby sister or someone who can actually use her fingers.
You know how to dial, don't you? You just put your finger in the hole and make tiny little circles.
Push the numbers on the phone,
213-883-3623. Mm-hmm. But don't forget to dial 1 first if you're not in the 213 area code, right, Brian?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Or go through alternative.
Well, you don't want to mention it. Come on, it's legal here.
I'm not suggesting anything here.
Movie people don't know anything about that stuff. You keep us out of it.
All I can say is a penny saved is a penny earned.
Right.
Anyway, the number, if you like letters, or if you're just stupid when it comes to numbers,
yeah,
spells out TUFFMAD, T-U-double-F.
I'm stupid. Let me write this down. T-U-double-F.
M-A-D, TUFFMAD.
M-A-D, TUFFMAD. Boy, yeah, that sounds pretty... You've got a pretty filthy, perverted line out there, don't you? I mean, it's a trash line, isn't it?
Thank you, I try.
Yeah, Uncle Freaky would be proud, let me put it to you that way. No, it's actually a fun line. He's got some good stuff out there, and give it a call out there. Where are you at, Canoga Park?
That's it.
Okay, so Tough Mad, you got the number 883-3623. Tough Mad in Canoga Park.
Absolutely.
Thanks for talking with us, Brian.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye. Yeah, yeah, brother. Yes, if there's anybody out there who'd like to plug their line or pull the plug for mine, something like that, give me a call on the input line, let me know, and we'll have a chat with you, just like we did with Bob Observatory and, what's his name? But anyway, Nobody Home. I keep forgetting because there's nobody there. Basically, I do want to tell you something. If you call these lines, gang, these are in Canoga Park, okay? You're going to get charged for them, so if any of you Valley Girls out there, or whatever, well, you're all right, but I just want to say that if you do give it a ring, consider that you're paying for the thing.
This is Al Bernay. Hearing your tapes on movies, it brought something to mind here. What happened to all the old Eddie Cantors, Jack Benny, the Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy, all these old-time people, how come they aren't being replaced by contemporary people that are just as good? Things like, not only is everything getting worse in the map business and the rest of the world, but the movies are going downhill. And I acknowledge there have been some good movies out, like Kramer versus Kramer, etc. But for the most part, I am very discouraged. I'd like to hear some response as to opinions of other people out there as far as the movies are going. Girls are hunks of meat now. There's no longer any personality or love, except for those few exceptions that I mentioned. Thank you. Goodbye.
You had nothing else to do, so you thought you'd come around and see me. Here I was, for the first time in my life, having a nice, peaceful time. And you had to come and spoil it.
Hi, Paul. This is Linda Powers from Sin Valley. I just saw Flashdance, and I think it was really good. They could have got, you know, a different guy or something to do the guy character. But besides that, you know, the script could have been helped a little. But the girl was fantastic. I mean, all the dancers were great. I mean, just the movements, you know, you're sitting there and you just feel like getting up and dancing. And, well, that's all. So just remember, I suggest everybody out there that's listening just to go see Flashdance, okay? Okay, bye.
The music, the heat, the energy. It's as hot as you can get. The excitement, the passion, the freedom. It's as far as you can go. Flashdance. The movie that has it all. From Paramount Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Original soundtrack available on Casablanca Records and Tapes.
And in a flash, for the 50th time, you can still see it at the, yeah, the Man Chinese Theater, there it is. Yeah, the Man Chinese Theater, and we all know that's in Hollywood. And the number's 464-8111, okay? And we can also see it at the North Hollywood UA Movie 6. And it won't be playing in all six cinemas, gang, but you can see it probably in one. Ah, shut up, it's a telephone again. It's probably you callers out there calling me. I will answer that as soon as I tell you the number is 766-4317.
Something in the night set it in motion.
3 o'clock, the soul's midnight.
Something in the wind sounded its warning.
Your torments call us like dogs in the night.
Something in their dreams called it forth.
By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way come.
Ray Bradbury's Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Where do you come from? The dust. Where do you go to? The grave.
What would you give to make your deepest dreams come true? The classic tale of light and darkness. Something Wicked This Way Comes. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
North Hollywood, California. Hello.
This is Paul Mack. Can it bell to you?
Yes, it sure does. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Fine.
But you know, I got pictures all over my wall. You, I got the greatest collection, I think, that you ever want to see. Remember the time I went down to your house and I showed you that picture of you?
Right, right.
It's quite a thing.
Is this a fanatic Paul? Fan of yours?
Yeah. I'm a very big fan of yours.
Sure,
I have a letter here that you said that you would find time to meet me.
Right.
If you could, because I made a film about you. I'm a young filmmaker.
Uh-huh.
And I work at Walt Disney Studios right now.
Right, right. I know, Paul.
But if you could see me, I'd sure appreciate it. I know you're a very busy person, Mr. Hope.
Right.
And you're the greatest. You really are the greatest to me.
Thank you.
And if you could find any work for me in one of your pictures, let me know, will you?
All right, Paul. Fine.
And let's not forget to wish Bob Hope a happy 80th birthday on May 29th. Right here. He's going to have his birthday, not here, but somewhere out there, and we'll be covering it for you. And call in next week because we've got a skit for you, a little spoof on Star Wars called Pizza Wars. You're going to enjoy that. And there's some good movies coming out this summer that we're going to be covering, so keep on calling weekly here at the Movie Line and be looking for Superman 3 and Psycho 2. Couple sequels coming out. You never know. Boy, I'll tell you, they're piling in by the dozens. So we'll see you next week here on Paul Mack Presents. Thank you for calling, and have a good week. And go see a movie. Bye. If you missed any part of this recording, please stay on the line. This tape will repeat momentarily.
Oh, boy.